Welcome everybody, shiur number 1204, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos, and the writing is shiur number 357. Okay, a few things. There's something called a motor home. Sometimes you have people go in the summertime, camping trips, these type of things, and there might be a group of people that have a few different type of motor homes. We'll talk about that in a minute, but let's say somebody's going on a boat, for example, or they're going on a coach bus, these type of things. So, this firm bring down that moving around in a boat or a coach bus, right? In those cases, the halacha would be like going from what, if it's like this, if one's going from one floor to another in the same boat or the same bus, sometimes you have a duplex bus, or you have on a boat, you have it a lot of times. You have a top floor and a bottom floor, right? And it's all a public area. In general, we're talking about a public area. We're not talking about if somebody's going on a cruise. That's totally separate. It could be like a hotel, but be it as it may, a regular boat, somebody goes on a boat ride for an hour or two, whatever the case is, ferry or whatever, these type of things. So you have one floor and you have another floor. Sometimes you're going on a long trip on a coach bus, right? And you have one floor and you have another floor. So going from one floor to another floor in the same boat to the same bus would be considered like going from room to room. Now, as far as walking around on the same floor, you're walking on the bus itself, one end of the bus to the other end of the bus, right? So that would be, that's considered like walking from one corner of a room to another corner of a room. So again, we want to keep in mind, when you're going from room to room, lechatchila, you want to try and have in mind, but the evidence is still good. When you're going in the same room, right, so the bracha would be good even lechatchila. You don't even have to have it in mind, you can move around. So that would be the same, thing if you're going on the same floor of a boat, or you're going on the same floor of a boat. I would have this as though one is going, I would have the status as one is going, moving around in the same floor. Now, if one is in a place where there are a few different type of motorhomes, like these camper vans, these type of things, sometimes you have these type of trips. People go on a few families at a time, or whatever. So they set up the, you know, places over there. So going from one to another is considered by many poiskim would be a shinoi makim, right? Even though you'll say it's not really a holchei drachim, they stop and they stay there for a day or two, let's say, right? People sleeping, whatever. They stop driving. So though that each motor van, according to many poiskim, Rabbi Weissenfeld, he brings down in his sefer that going from one to another is considered by many poskim would have a lacha of shinoi makim. Since one passes through the yard, in between them, and each motorhome is basically is its own rishus. People live there. It's sort of like a temporary apartment, if you want to call it. There are other poskim, he does bring down, there are other poskim who might argue a little if people are constantly using the, shared space in between, like the areas between the motorhomes, and it's being shared by everybody. But in general, he does bring down that going from one to another would be considered by many poskim shinoi makom. So one has to be careful, not to do it. And that's how he ends off. Lamai said that most poiskim do maintain that even in the courtyard, even in a courtyard that is shared or that's being used, right? And even in such a place whereby, you know, like everybody knows one another type of a thing, or it's all one large family, if you want to call it, whatever, somebody's going, cousins, this, they're going on a big trip, whatever the case is. So, but going from one motorhome to the other would be like going from one house to another, even though it's not a actual house per se, but it's a separate domain, separate rishus. And we're dealing in a case in time, obviously, where the motorhome stopped once they're already driving. So, you know, whatever. That goes with the halachs of holchei drachim. But when they're all together, that's one has to be careful not to start changing position, not to start changing motorhomes going for in one or going out to the other when they're drinking or eating a shahakal, eating a hadama or a ha'etz. Now, in a case in time when one did, he brings down that lemais are going in conjunction with if one could still see the place, whenever one would be able to still see the original location where they made the original bracha, right? So then we say b'diyeved, a bracha would not be made because of the case it is a machlokes apoiskim. So whenever one could see the original location of eating and drinking from the new location, they would not need to recite a new bracha. Again, you don't want to get yourself into that situation, but if it was done, right, you continued eating in a place whereby you see the original location, then because due to the fact that it's a real suffik brach over there, in many cases, in most cases anyways, but even going from house to house, so you have to be careful when you still see the place, not to remake the bracha. But in general, according to many paiskim, like he does bring down, somebody is eating a shahakal adama eitz, and they do not see the location, even if you had it in mind, because if it has a din of house to house, you wouldn't have to make a new bracha. So you have to be careful not to, you know, if you want to change, just make sure you finish and that's it. Whatever the case is. In other words, finish the place you're at. Because there are, like we said, there are a few poskim who do hold, if you share the places in between, like the grounds in between, could be a little bit questionable, but we want to take ourselves out of all sfeikas, and therefore one should be careful as much as possible not to change from motorhome to motorhome if that's the situation. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tov.